This is Rogue Trio 4. How many losses had there been from the sinking?
Well, it was incredibly lucky because the only losses that they had, not lucky for the people who were lost, but had been crushed in the torpedo flats by the torpedoes which got away from their chocks. And there were about, I think there were about three or four losses. That's all out of a huge complement. I think that one or two people were drowned. It's extraordinary how sailors in those days thought it was unlucky to learn to swim. It was a
tempting providence.
It was tempting providence. And so it was quite extraordinary the number of sailors who couldn't swim. Even in those days where, I mean, as far as I was concerned, everybody knew how to swim.
Had you been heading towards Beirut?
No. No, we were going to Haifa. And we went on to Haifa. We also, of course, had a Greek, the Greek depot ship, which wasn't really a depot ship. It was only for crews, because we had a couple of Greek submarines. And that was with us when we were torpedoed. And the last we saw of that was, I remember Sam standing there next to me saying, "Look at them go. They've put on all steam. They let down their boats," as it wasn't rough. They let down their boats to within about 3 feet of the water. And he said, "If the submarine is still there, and it lets off one at that." And they'd put, because they were taking their families with them, and there were children and women in these boats. And he said, "Just imagine if they're hit by another torpedo. That would have been a most awful shame." It's funny, you always think of the Greeks as being fine seamen, but that was a bit of seamanship which should never have happened. But anyway, they survived. They weren't torpedoed. And presumed they all landed up in Haifa. But we, in the Zulu, went on hunting. Hero went straight to Port Said. But we went on hunting for the submarine.
With any success? Was it German or Italian?
Well, we thought it was Italian, because apparently someone on board one of the destroyers, when they let go their whole complement of torpedoes, and it just popped up like a cork, and they saw it for a while on the surface. They said it was quite extraordinary. It was just as it was just like a sort of champagne cork. It went, and but it died, of course, immediately. And we all thought it was Italian because it sounded like an Italian gesture. God bless their little cotton socks.
An Italian gesture?
Well, you know, sort of, "Whoops, Johnny, everything goes." They're a bit crazy, the Italians. But anyway, but it turned out that it was a And I only heard this a short while ago. I can't remember who told me. I suppose it must have been the Daily Express people. They told me that it was a German submarine and it was eventually sunk off the coast of Palestine, as it was then.
But you were landed at Beirut?
No. We were landed at Haifa.
Was everybody in a good state and amongst the survivors, or were some in a bad way?
Well, the thing was, we were spread about in Haifa. But I have to admit that I had about 3 weeks of complete and utter insomnia. I thought, this is marvellous. Here I am on dry land. And I couldn't sleep.
Do you think it was a reaction to the sinking?
I think so. Looking back on it. And the Zulu stayed there in Haifa for a bit. And we used to go down to the beach to Haifa. And I can't remember the name of the engineer. He was killed off Tobruk. And he kept on saying, come on, Audrey, come in. Come in swimming. I said, no, thank you very much. I'll wait. And I thought, I don't think I shall ever swim ever again. And he said, you know, you must swim. You cannot not go in. You'll never go in if you don't go in now. And so I said, oh, I don't think so. It'll be perfectly all right in a day or so. And he said, no, if you don't go in now, you'll never swim again. And I thought, oh, well, that would be a pity. And so I got up and I sort of closed my mind to everything and dashed into the sea. And once I was in, it was fine, as if I'd never been worried.
But there seemed to, until you did that, there seemed to be something holding you back.
Mm. It was weird. Because I never looked on myself as being a neurotic sort of person. That was definitely a weird, neurotic attitude. Anyway, it went. And eventually the insomnia went. After about 3 weeks, I found I could sleep after a while.
How do you feel about it now, the sinking? Does it worry you at all, remembering it?
No.
Can I ask you one general question about the war in regard to the blackout in Britain and about how safe it was for women to walk about in the blackout in Britain in the war from the point of view of safety?
As far as I'm concerned, there was no danger whatsoever. Except from bombs.
Did the thought of possible crime cross your mind?
No. No, never. And I'm absolutely convinced that's not wishful thinking. Because There was, I think the only thing that one had to worry about was daytime being accosted by American troops. They would hang about in London on corners, whiffling through their wads of wads of money because they earned, an American private earned about three times as much as I as a Wren officer, at least three times.
When you say accosted, you mean just making an invitation, or
how about a nice
riffling the greenbacks in front of your face?
No, well, it was British money. You know, they weren't sort of offering American money. They were showing what British money, and the, you know, a private soldier was earning far more than a junior officer in the British Army or Navy.
But you didn't feel endangered by this. This was...
Oh, they didn't actually come up to you. They'd merely sort of walk a few steps and riffle through the... raise their eyebrows and say, how about it, whatever they called you, doll, or...
But during the war, did you hear of any women being attacked?
No. No, I'm sure we would have if it had been. No, I don't say that the Americans would ever attack or do more than what they did to me. And I think they did to everybody. You know, any woman who went by on their own, whatever they were dressed in, whether they were civilians or otherwise, they would try and, you know.
Wherever the pound notes.
Yeah, yes. And I knew this was at the end of the war. I knew quite well an American officer. And when one day when it really had annoyed me, irritated me, I got back to Harwich, where we were stationed at that time, and I said to him, you know, why are your troops so absolutely revolting? He said, you know, they're not revolting, it's just that their training is so completely, their first training is so completely different from anything you wouldn't dream of. That they think they're God's own people.
What did you mean when you said, why are they so revolting?
Well, I mean, you would never get any British servicemen of whatever rank or rating making a pass like that.
In such an obvious way.
Yes. To a woman on her own. Because, I mean, you didn't think anything of walking about the place on your own.
The reason I ask you this question about the blackout is because today quite a lot of women are frightened, or even men
yes.
are frightened about going back
well,
to the dark.
I agree with them. I wouldn't... I'd be jolly careful because there's... one says to oneself, well, I could probably hold my own if I had a bunch of keys in my hand, but you can't. Not. But in those days, you never thought anything of it. You could walk at whatever time of the night. You could walk. We used to come back off watch in Chatham. And there was absolutely no, the only time I felt slightly uncomfortable was when there was a flasher at large, and it turned out that luckily he followed the wife of one of the officers back.
But this was during the war, was it?
Yes.
In Britain?
Yes, in Chatham. Chatham and Gillingham. And he was caught because, I mean, but it was very unusual.
Was he a civilian or a serviceman?
No, he was a serviceman.
Could I just ask you one final thing about the war, about the V-weapon raids? Were you affected by the V-weapon raids in Britain when you got back to Britain eventually?
Well, I think we must have, when I was at Harwich, we were quartered at Dover Court. I don't know whether you know that part
of
the world. And there's a bay there. I can't remember exactly how it was, but we were in, I can't even remember what the quarters were, but I know that the quarters looked over a bay because we worked on the quay and used to walk back. Now, that is an interesting thing because we used to walk back through the woods and on our own because there was only one cipher officer on duty at night. And it never occurred to us that anything would happen to us. And it never did.
Were there men about?
Well, I mean, you'd get someone wandering through the woods to go back up to the quay or that sort of thing, and you wouldn't sort of think, now, let me get my keys and have them ready in my hand to have a go at him if he has a go. You wouldn't have thought of it.
But you were going to tell me about V-weapons.
Was I?
Did you ever come across them?
Oh, yes. Well, we must have seen one of the first that came down in any way near where the point they were aiming at, which was right in the middle of, I think it was Dover Court Bay. And we saw this great... We were sitting about, it was the summer, and we were probably sitting about outside or something. And we saw this huge water spout. And we said, good heavens, must have been a mine. And everybody said, well, I've never seen a mine go up like that before. There was nothing there to make the mine go up. And the next day we found... in the file for the signals that had come in that day, that it was a sort of warning that this weapon had they'd started using this weird weapon that you can't hear, you can't before it hits, and because we didn't hear a sound, that's why we thought it was a mine that had gone up.
So it was a V2, presumably.
It was a V2. And it must have been one of the first that got anywhere near the targets, because I think that a whole lot of them were lost before they got the range, you know.
Sounds as though that would be September 44, because the first V2s came over in September 44.
Yes, because then
if you
they
said
started.
It was summer.
It must have been summer.
Hot weather.
I think so.